Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel Friedman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Joel Friedman is a new friend. He's the author of a book called If Nobody Loves You, Create the Demand. He talks about how to make sure that you don't become one of the ugly statistics of small business. And he and I are going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Joel is a business coach, and he's helped individuals and executives all over the country to be more successful, to put their best foot forward. He's a motivational consultant. He also mentors pro athletes. I understand at one point in time, he actually had a radio talk show, and he finally got smart and went and started doing something else. He's our new friend, Joel Friedman. Friedman, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you this morning.
So you finally got smart and got out of radio, huh?
I did 11 years, and I enjoyed every minute of it. But I guess my life turned and changed, and now I'm on the other side.
I got you. Well, it's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much.
When I started doing my show almost 10 years ago, the statistics that I was seeing in those days was from the SBA. And it said that 50% of businesses failed in the first 5 years. Recently, when I say recently, I mean within the last 12 months, Dun & Bradstreet released some research that indicated that 50% of businesses were failing in 4 years. That's a 20% increase in business obituaries, Joel. Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know totally about that, but I guess my hunch would be that perhaps a lot more people are starting businesses because of the internet changing the rules. And then what happens is that you have neophytes getting involved and taking a run at it and then saying, oh my goodness, I can't do this. And so that might be what's changing the numbers. I'm not
driving
sure.
Driving the statistics up. Well, yeah, exactly. And I call that Blasingame's second law of small business, which is, it's easy to start a business, but it's not easy to run one successfully.
That's right. That's very true.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that I think that what happens is that people are filled with all kinds of helium and excitement and skyrockets at night, and then they take a run at it and really have not done a full 360 around it.
Well, I think a lot of people, and see, this is the blessing and the curse. That's the same coin. It's two sides of the same coin in America. In America, it's easy to start a small business. Anybody can start a small business. You don't have to be real smart. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to have a lot of ability. You can start a business. It's sort of like, you know, anybody can be a mom and a dad, you know, and it doesn't take a lot of anything, brain power or anything, to be a mom and a dad. You can birth a business without a lot of the other stuff, but you're not going to run one successfully if you don't know what you're doing, are you?
That's right.
Well, what do we do? How do we improve that statistic, Joel?
Well, I'm thinking if an individual is getting started, depends on what model they're choosing. It's a franchise, you know, if it's something that's a turnkey operation, I would probably listen very much to the mentors from the system and try to gain as much wisdom. Another thing, I think that I was talking with a gentleman yesterday who decided he was going to start reading one book a month, and then that went to two books a month. But his first few books were on how to read a book and how to get the most out of a book. And I thought, what a strategic, pragmatic way to approach even reading books. So I think an individual who is starting in a particular industry, a particular genre of business, I would want to talk to the experts in that field. I'd make calls to people that wouldn't feel threatened by me, maybe on the other coast or something like that. And and then I'd just try to glean wisdom from them and even ask them to become my mentors. But then there's also just some real standard ways of approaching, you know, a strategic business plan, marketing strategy, doing a SWOT analysis, all those types of things. I think
strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and
yes.
And threats.
Threats.
Yeah, SWOT. You know, one thing I think, that just to get it to the simplest denomination here, Joel, if everybody who started a business or even were already involved in a business but in the early stages would write these three things down that you've got in your book, I think it would help them. Folks, on page 4, Joel says, regardless your passion, a startup business is kind of like building an addition on your room, on your home. One, because it's messier than previously anticipated. Two, because it takes longer than you thought. And three, it's more expensive than you thought. And, I mean, isn't that important to realize that it's going to be harder than you thought, it's going to take longer than you thought, Murphy's alive and well, and however much money you thought you needed, double it or triple it.
That's right. And I think that's what I tried to do in this book, If Nobody Loves You, Create the Demand. I wanted to have a realistic approach where I shared a lot about my own personal failures along with the successes. And I was just not going to give this millionaire minute or you're going to be rich in 3 weeks type of an approach. Those are the kind of things I really hate, because even people sponsor that kind of stuff know.
I agree with you.
And so I wanted to give a realistic picture that this is going to take time. It's going to be messy. It's going to be a lot of hard work, and probably the first 3 to 5 years, you're going to be putting in some crazy, crazy hours.
Beyond anything you could have imagined.
That's right. And that's why I even introduced some aspects about family and how I've tried to work with my family in the stuff that I've started so that they don't take a huge hit in the process.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm glad you used that approach. I call it tough love, which I didn't coin that term, but on my show and in the things that I do, Joel, you know, I feel like I've had a good day if I talk somebody out of being a small business owner who never should have become one.
Excellent. I love that.
But a lot of people don't get that. You know, a lot of people think, well, everybody should be one. Well, you know what? Everybody needs to be a consumer, but everybody doesn't need to be a business owner. It's not for everyone. And thank God, Joel, because some of us need employees.
That's right.
Right? Hey, Joel, give us your website, please.
It's 4 words, workhardworksmart.com.
Workhardworksmart.com. Joel Freeman, ladies and gentlemen. Freeman. The book is If Nobody Loves You, Create the Demand. He and I will be right back. Talk some more about this right after these messages. Stay with us.
Baby, just how you feel.
Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend Joel Freeman, Dr. Joel Freeman, the author of If Nobody Loves You, Create the Demand. Let me remind you about my own website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and the newsletter and the blog and lots of good stuff there. I hope you check it out. Everything's free there, unless you decide to buy a book, and we'll ask you to pay for that. And also, my other website is our knowledge base for small business, askjim.biz. B-I-Z, and check that out. Ask a question. Find out more about what you need to know. We're gonna stop some of the pain with AskJim.biz, ladies and gentlemen. If you need some information, there's usually pain associated with that, and something you're trying to accomplish and you can't quite get there, a little frustration maybe. Check out AskJim.biz and see what you can find out. And as everything else that I have, if you can get there, we'll let you in. Joel Freeman, the book is called If Nobody Loves You, Create the Demand. Tell us where the book's available, and give us your website again, please.
It's available. It's getting out there now. It just was released a short while ago, and it's. I'm noticing that a lot of bookstores, Walmart, and different other places are picking up on it.
Good.
And then the website, they can order it off the website. It's an audiobook version, 4 CD with MP3, comes free with it. And also the book itself is at workhardworksmart.com.
Okay, let's talk about Let's talk about the vision that people have. Do you think that's where a small business starts, with a vision?
Well, yes, a vision, a dream, just something where they wake up at 2:30 in the morning, or they happen to be part of a discussion with another group of people, and a thought hits them, and they start mulling around their mind, and then they start getting real excited about it.
So what do we got to do, though, Joel, to make sure that dream doesn't become a nightmare?
Well, I think it's part of it is when an individual starts off is realizing that once they start on this road and this pathway of developing their own business, that there's going to be a lot of things, criticism from those around them, especially loved ones, will sometimes be the biggest critics, and have to be aware of that. And so there's a lot of internal stuff, mental, emotional, the fears, the hopes, the doubts, the dreams. All that is the internal stuff. I think a person has to really take a cold, hard look at that. I've worked a lot with addicts and people who are on the road to recovery. When you look in the eyes of an addict who's on the road to recovery and talk honestly, you see someone who has had to confront issues like juvenile thinking, juvenile behavior, selfishness, self-centeredness, like very few people on the planet. When I look in the eyes of an entrepreneur, I see someone who has had to confront personal laziness and excuses and all kinds of internal issues like very other few people on the planet. So it's kind of a tight fraternity of people that have decided, I'm going to take a step outside of the normal routine I've had all my life. And
I don't think I've ever heard anybody describe compare an entrepreneur to an addict in that quite that way before, Joel. That's very interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about that, Joel. but one thing that that you talked about, the way we think about this. One thing, and talking to other people and getting and the naysayers out there, one of the tricks, I think, to being a successful business owner is you do need to hear from other people.
That's right.
And you need to be able to separate the people who are being negative from the people who are giving you information that's contrary to what you're thinking. I mean, some people are being negative, but if somebody's being contrary to your thinking, it might be good advice, but it still sounds negative to you. You gotta learn how to sort that out, don't you?
I think a lot depends on the credibility of the individual. And if someone has been through the high grass, if you will, and has been through a lot of issues personally as an entrepreneur, that person has my attention, because I know that they've had to confront that stuff.
Right.
And I want to listen.
They've already made the mistakes that they want you to prevent you from having to make.
That's right. And really,
like you have in your book.
Part. I'm sorry?
Like you have in your book.
Yes, I've tried to. You know, Jim, I wrote the book because of time management issues. I willingly, like you, give time to a lot of people. And now I can just simply say, read the book first. And if you are interested or need to talk further, I'd love to help you. But I want to make sure you've read the book first. That's the main reason I wrote the book. And what I've encouraged in the book is for readers to maybe make a list of one, two, or three things that where their counsel is in demand from other people, and they can develop their own book or booklet, whether it's website development or in the law realm of the law or anything else, computers, and that way they can save their time management have time management aspects for them also.
Well, that's an excellent point, Joel, because I think one of the biggest problems that startup business owners and young business owners have is they don't know how to ask the right questions. When they get the really good person in front of them who can help them, they don't know how to ask them the right questions. And I think your book will help them do that. Give us the website again. Tell us where it's available.
It's workhardworksmart.com.
The book is If Nobody Loves You, Create the Demand, wherever books are sold. Joel, will you come back another day?
I'd love to, Jim. I love talking with you.
Thank you, Joel. Joel Freeman, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Gonna climb a mountain. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.